The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments this morning in a Valdez tax case. The question is whether the city of Valdez can tax tanker vessels that come into its port. The city started taxing tankers in 2000 and expects to collect about $8 million from the tax this year. That's about a fifth of the city's overall budget. But one shipper, Polar Tankers Incorporated, and its parent company, ConocoPhillips, claims the tax is illegal and violates the United States Constitution. The tonnage clause forbids cities or ports from taxing vessels. However, the city of Valdez says the tax is not a tax on tonnage, weight, or goods. Instead, city officials call it a property tax. Attorney Ted Olson argued the case for Valdez. Olson was Solicitor General under former President George W. Bush and has argued scores of cases before the Supreme Court.
The framers of the Constitution would not have wanted ports to impose a tax just on vessels coming and going. What our argument was that this is a tax on property. It happens to be a vessel, but Valdez and Alaska taxes all kinds of property, and it's entirely appropriate. That's how cities and states earn the revenue that they can to support their facilities.
Olson says the vessels benefit from services the city of Valdez provides when they're docked in port and are only paying their fair share. But Polar Tankers special counsel Charles Rothfeld argued today that the tax on tankers is too specific to be a property tax. It applies to vessels over 95 feet long and excludes commercial fishing boats. He says since the tax is only on vessels, it's exactly what the Constitution's framers had in mind. Rothfeld also argues that the tax is not properly levied because it is based on how much time a ship spends in the Valdez port.
Because the vessels that are subject to tax spend only a small part of the year in Valdez, and they go to other places where they might be subject to tax, and Valdez can only claim a percentage of the time that they're there, the property tax has to be apportioned between all jurisdictions. And we say that the Valdez formula is one that's calculated to tax too much of the value of the property.
Rothfeld is also experienced in matters before the nation's highest court and specializes in Supreme Court litigation. He says despite what seems like an esoteric issue, the justices were engaged. The court will deliver their decision this spring or summer. The Alaska Supreme Court sided with the city of Valdez. Polar Tankers has been paying the tax, but under protest.